Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm ready to record the show. Record the show.
Static. Hey, everybody, welcome to Static. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody, this is Miles.
Oh, my gosh.
Welcome you to Static Radio.
Yeah, and happy Mother's Day, Miles. It's Mother's Day.
Okay.
And you're the biggest mother I know, so happy Mother's
thank
Day.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy Stepmother Day to you.
Yeah, thank you.
That's how I look at you, like a...
A step. I'm a yes. step. Yeah, that's true.
Like, I don't really like you or anything.
It's just, I'm just a step.
Like, I put up with you, but I don't like you.
Right. It's that. It's we're family, but not really.
Kind of. So, yeah.
Yeah. You, that yeah. kind of a love.
Yeah. Let's just, you know. Yeah. Like that.
Yeah. Let's, we'll get along, but then we're leaving. And if you're in jail, I'm not coming to get you.
Pretty much. Yes.
So oh, that's nice.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, understanding to me, too.
I appreciate that. Very good. So, did you have a good Mother's Day? Did you fix breakfast in bed for your lovely wife there?
No. No.
I asked, but she declined. I said, do you want me to round the kids up and we'll make you something, you know? She said no.
Did she drop the F-bomb at any time?
Probably.
Get yeah. the F-bomb.
Fuck no. I don't want no fucking breakfast, you maggots. Yeah. No.
Oh, no breakfast in bed. No, I got up about 2 hours before she did. So,
yeah. 2 hours? Holy moly.
2 hours, yes.
That's unheard of.
Yes, that's true.
You were a lazy son of a bitch. How did you wake up 2 hours before her?
I had to pee like a racehorse.
Okay. So. I was going to say it had to be some kind of bodily function for you to actually get out of bed.
It's nature.
You're like, if I piss the bed today, it's Mother's Day and I'll never hear the end of it.
Yeah, so I had to.
Nice. Oh, what's going on? Something's clinking, clanking back there.
Oh, nothing.
Okay. So you got out of bed, and what did you do for 2 hours?
She wanted some chores done, and I did them. I took the...
Oh, my God. That is a special day for her.
I did. So I did some chores that she had requested, which I don't think the kids... I think kind of fell on deaf ears. With the children, so I decided to do them, so...
Okay, well, that's nice.
Yeah, so I did it.
So you did it? You got it all done?
Yeah, pretty much.
Good for
pretty
you.
Pretty much, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Got a quiet day. Quiet day.
Yeah? Oh, nice. You got a bullfrog? You got a new bullfrog?
Yeah, it's just some Walmart chicken coming up on me.
Oh, my God. Like... That you bought at Walmart and made and cooked, or that
just
you
stole it and put it down my pants and then brought it home. That one's spitting out pubes right now. Yeah.
Next time, leave it in the bag. No, I mean, did you buy it pre-cooked from the deli counter, or did you cook it yourself?
No, what? Come on, me cook. Come on.
I'm just asking.
Get out of here.
I cooked steak tonight. I didn't cook everything, but I cooked steak.
For myself, I cooked steak.
I cooked for everybody who wanted steak.
Your kids going to have hot dogs.
No, they had steak. Well, one of them did. The other one doesn't want steak, so.
I'm a vegetarian, Dad.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, come on.
Well, I wouldn't say they're a vegetarian. Certainly not, but they don't eat a lot of meat, so.
Yeah, meat's murder.
They had potatoes. I had potato, baked potato, and steak. Yeah. And my lovely wife made onion straws, because I don't know how. And it was delicious, I'll tell you that.
And no fries in the bag?
No fries. We have not had fries in the bag for a while. I would love to make some fries in the bag, but...
Wisely, your family has talked you out of it, it sounds
like. That's right. We're not making fries in the bag here recently.
Their colons are thanking you right now. Thank you, Dad.
Yeah, I used to make fries in the bag all the time.
Thank God now they're using plastic bags.
Well, that's because all you need... Let me tell you, folks, if you don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, Christ.
Hey, you brought it up.
I know. I'm sorry. I apologize, everyone, going to work right now.
All right, so you get a bag of potatoes, and you can wash them or not, depending on how tolerant you are of dirt.
Oh, fuck, you didn't wash that. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I know why I'm sick now. Oh, my God.
And you you don't peel them. I don't peel them.
You sick jerk. Oh, my God.
And then you slice them up into fries.
Oh, my God.
And you cook them in oil in a pan, and you put them into a brown paper bag. And I used to always joke that if the receipt was still in there, it made them taste that much better, but that was just a joke.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my God.
I don't know if it was a joke or not, but the receipt could have been in there. I have no idea.
So I, like, spilt bleach and chicken juice. Oh, my God.
The bags are usually very clean.
Oh.
And then you cook them up, right, and throw them in the bag. Yeah. Usually you should do a double bag because it's kind of greasy. And then you put salt in there and you shake them up. And then you serve them out of the bag. And that's fries in a bag, folks. Delicious. I only set the kitchen on fire once, and it really didn't catch on fire. I took the fire outside. It was funny because my mom called, and I was on the phone with my mom down at college making fries in a bag.
Mm-hmm.
And the pot just, I guess I was talking and wasn't paying attention, and it just caught on fire, right? So I'm still talking to my mother on the cordless phone. And this fire in this pot, and I'm thinking to myself, what do I need to do? And so as I'm talking to her, I pick up the pan, and I take it out onto the porch, and I set it down. It's still on fire.
Yeah.
Flames, you know, a couple feet off the pan.
Yeah.
And then I finally ask her, I say, hey, what do you do with a grease fire? And she's like, why? I go, well, because I got one going on right now.
Hey, Mom?
And she's like, oh, my gosh. And I'm like, no, it's okay. It's outside now, but it's still on fire. She goes, well, put a lid on it. Smother it. And I said, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I went inside. The fire was still going. I got a lid and I put a lid on it.
Oh, my God.
And then I kept talking. I said, oh, well, I guess all we get is this is all we're going to have for fries tonight.
Just no fries in the bag.
Well, no, I had a few. I had some of them done. So that's a Mother's Day story. I was talking to my mother.
I'll have to go bum a meal off of Miles once again.
I think I got one meal out of you, and that was because you got hit by a van.
No, I think I paid. I got you many meals, actually.
I don't, unless it was at McDonald's or something.
Well, that counts
for just me, but not counts. For the me and the woman.
Yeah, well.
But yeah, so that's a Mother's Day story because I was talking to my mother.
Your mom saved the day.
She did. She told me what to do. I'm like, well, I guess I got a lid for this.
Yeah.
Raging grease fire out on the patio. It left a burn mark on the patio. It's probably still there to this day unless they painted it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With your apartment, I don't think no one would even notice.
I don't think they would either.
Piece of shit that it was.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, wasn't it?
It was all right.
It was okay by me, but
location-wise, I didn't like it, but you know, whatever.
It wasn't the best.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's my Mother's Day story, but I have another one though.
Bring it.
Last week it was all you, so.
Yeah, bring it.
So we went out to dinner with my mother-in-law.
Yeah.
The other night, and we went to the Steak and the Shake. You ever go to the Steak and the Shake?
Steak and Shake.
I say the Steak and the Shake. I don't know why.
I never know why it was called Steak and a Shake.
It's Steak and Shake, like Toys R Us. It's Steak and
You go
shake.
To McDonald's.
It's McDonald's.
Burger King.
So we're out at the Steak and the Shake, and it's my wife, my mother-in-law, my son, and I. My daughter was, she was busy. And she had a party or something to go to. But anyway, so we're getting ready to eat dinner and everything. And so we're chitting and chatting. And my son and I are sitting next to each other and across from us, my mother-in-law and my my wife and my son's like, okay, well, this you'll relate to this. Basically, he says, I got to take a whiz.
Yeah.
And so he backs up his chair. We're at like a table, not a booth.
Right.
He slides his chair back into this woman.
Oh, nice.
It's who lets out this horrendous noise. She goes, I'm sitting there next to him, and I didn't see her. I mean, she came out of nowhere. He's sliding back to go take a leak, and he runs into this lady. It was pretty packed, and he runs into this lady. She goes, I mean, loud, like overly loud, right? And I'm like, oh my gosh.
First, was she like, whoa?
Yeah, good God, y'all. That's what I said to my son. I said, you should have said, good God, y'all.
Good God.
But he knows the song. But anyway, and I go, watch out, you know, buddy. And he slides up a little bit, lets her through. And my wife and my mother-in-law were, like, stunned at the noise.
Yeah.
And then my wife's about to say something. Because she will, you know, because it was like overly dramatic, right? And I apologized for him, and he took off to go take a leak. And the lady sits down right behind my wife. So she's like, and luckily she saw that and stopped because she was going to say something, you know, rude. But I couldn't believe it. It was so, you know, it sounded like, you have ever seen that, video of the lady, the grape stomping lady who falls off the platform. Yeah. She's ooh, 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 you know.
Right.
It was just like that. Ooh.
Was this an older woman?
No, I mean, she may have been 50, but she wasn't old. Yeah. It wasn't like she was a grandma and he broke her hip or something. And so then we all were quiet about it, you know, and we were about ready to go anyway. And my son comes by. We tear out of there, you know. And
no one looked at her.
And then we got to the car, of course, and everybody's talking about it. And I was joking. I said, I'm surprised you didn't say, good God, y'all. And my wife's like, who makes a noise like that? My son is not small by any stretch of the imagination, but he's only 10, right? So it's not like it was me who probably could have snapped her in half by backing up into her into another chair or something. It's more, you know, it's like less than half of me. And, you know, so everybody's going on about that. But I thought, oh my gosh, this poor woman. I'm like, yeah, oh, she just had pancreas surgery and she still had stitches. And my son, like, punched her right in the side or something.
That's nice. That's,
oh my gosh, it was just horrible.
It's not a butter meal or something, like,
Oh no. Fuck, what are you talking about?
I'm sorry.
Watch where you're going. Humans. There's children everywhere.
They just back up to you and hit you.
What, are we going to put beepers on chairs now? You know, for Christ's sake, pay attention. I mean, it's not as if he threw it at her. He's slid back, you know, reasonably.
Did you check on her? Like, hey, I'm sorry. Hey, you okay?
Yes, I said something along. I'm always very polite. So.
Nana, are you okay? Or...
I said, good God, y'all.
God, what a dick, man. Jeez.
Oh, come on. The kid had to go.
Yeah, but come on. Can't you just, man, it'd be like, hey, can I buy your meal? I'm sorry, you know.
I'm not buying nobody's meal because they're a dipshit who walks behind people.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I'm just saying, it's a free-for-all in there. It was crowded.
No such thing as a victim.
I should have known you would look for a free meal out of something like that. Come on.
I'm just saying.
No, she was fine. She walked it off. She was okay, coach.
We gotta be okay.
I'm just like, oh my God. You'd think that he had, like, threw a barrel into her or something.
Maybe it hurt.
I'm sure it did hurt a little bit, but, I mean, it's the steak and shake.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe she pooped out her cheeseburger. I don't know.
Maybe she has rheumatoid arthritis or something.
Oh, maybe she does.
And maybe she's, you know.
I got bad knees, for Christ's sake. Right. I make it around places. I don't get run over.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm saying. Wow. You turn everything into a lawsuit. I swear to God.
What's that lawsuit? I just say, hey, oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm very sorry. Can I buy you a cheeseburger or something? I'm very sorry.
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, I'm not going to. Hey, come on now. It wasn't like she doubled over. It wasn't like Manny getting hit by a Mercedes or anything. This is a chair bumping into her lightly from a child.
Lightly.
Well, evidently enough to go, oh, but...
Well, come on. Who says, ugh, without being in some...
Well, I think it was a little overdramatic for the situation. Let's put it that way. Let me just say, in her youth, she was probably a very good female basketball player who could, like, you know, if anybody came close to her, she'd take a dive and get the penalty, you know what I mean? Get the foul.
Okay, so she's dykey or what? What are you saying?
I'm not saying she's dykey. I'm just saying that was what it was like. It was like people, you know, who are playing the system.
I would so like to hear the other side of this story.
I wish I should have stopped her and said, would you like to talk to, tell the listening audience your experience when my son backed into you?
If you are this woman listening, just please call on the show.
That's right. Whatever the number is, I don't even have
it. Whatever the hell the number is, please call it immediately. I'd love to hear your story.
If you were in the greater St. Louis area and got ran into by a child at Steak and Shake.
And or if you can do a good, like, lady's voice and you're not correct, like, just do it and he'll call up and, like, bitch out, you know, Bob and everybody. It'd be great.
Yeah, even if it's fake, yes.
Even if it's completely fake, please call the show immediately. Oh, doing like a Monty Python old lady. Hello, Mrs.
Hello. Oh, you ran into me with your chair.
Oh, good heavens.
It's like, oh my gosh. It was so over the top.
Yeah, most people might feel a little bit bad.
Oh, your cat, you knock stuff off. Cat knocked something off.
Really? You don't feel the least bit bad about this?
No, I don't. 314-827-6399.
Oh, I was just looking it up.
314-827-6399. Well, you're slow.
Or buy a thong.
That's right, or you can buy a thong. Mm-hmm. Underneath the phone number, you can buy stuff.
You can buy me something if you want.
Yeah, you can buy Miles something or.
Yeah.
Please don't buy him a thong. He will feel inclined to show everyone. So.
I have lost my thong, actually. I don't know what I did with it. It's gone.
Oh, my God.
I used to bring it with me on vacation, but now I can't find it.
Are you going on vacation soon?
Sometimes, you know, I go. And...
Yeah, I know. I mean, is it coming up or what? I
like to wear it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I can't imagine.
Show it off.
Between that and your kilt.
My kilt,
your yes. Your moo-moo.
Actually, I'm very jealous. My wife actually saw a thong the other day on a coworker.
What? Hold on a second here. How did she do that? Like a whale tail or what?
Yeah, my wife was, it was like a casual Friday kind of thing.
And she just wore a thong, that's all?
And
it's pretty and casual.
It was so casual, there's like nothing but a thong. It was so casual.
She had like a coconut bra and a thong or what?
Yeah, you know, pasties on her nips, you know, stuff.
Oh, okay, well, there you go.
You know, you're supposed to have your computer plugged in, and my wife's like, oh, shoot, I'm low battery.
Does your wife work with Wendy O. Williams or what?
No, it's very actually nice-looking lady, but in her 40s, actually.
Yeah? And that's your type?
What?
That's your type.
Yes, I've seen pictures of her on Facebook, yes. So this lady volunteered to plug her in. She goes, I'll plug it in.
There you go.
And so there's like a plug. It was like, I don't know, I guess there was like a strip or a plug-in or something in front of like some desks there. And so this lady kind of like squats down to do it.
Yeah.
And this lady is wearing like a string blood red thong.
That's interesting.
And it's just peeking up out of this the jeans that she is wearing, I guess.
Okay.
What's been described, and
why does your wife tell you those things? Does she know that the
she knows what I like?
She's an enabler.
We were at my cousin's wedding about 15 years ago, and she pointed out the lady had a thong in front of us. Actually,
oh nice.
This lady had on like a white dress in front of us, and she goes, "Look,
Thong.
Look at what? Her ass. What about? Oh my god. Oh my god.
Well, so if you insist, honey, of course.
I was so distracted I could not focus on the wedding after that. I'm like, well.
Yeah, does anybody do not wish these couple to be wedded in holy matrimony, and you're just fixated, aren't you?
Anyone got any surplus tissue at all? Clean up aisle five.
Honey, you got any wet naps?
So anyway, flashback to the story now. So my wife, she sees this. And she's wondering if anyone else has seen it, you know?
Yeah.
And apparently no one else saw it, right?
She got the flash.
And so she knows, she has kind of a co-worker kind of sitting kind of close to the action, but this co-worker kind of had her nose buried in a book or something. So, you know, she's like...
Yeah, she's working real hard.
She's like, Julie! You know, Julie!
Psst!
Yeah. This lady looked up and my wife's trying to, like, you know, give her the googly eyes, like, hey, look over there, and... The lady doesn't know what she's talking about. So she starts giving my wife the googly eyes, like,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like,
you mean there is no woman-to-woman look at the ass signal?
See, I thought that was. I thought it was a universal thing, like, look over there, look at that ass. Because
I know if you did that, I would go, okay. I'd know it.
I'd point, just like, everybody, look. Everybody, look at that sweet red thong. Yummy. It was very thin, very thin, spring-like.
And oh, very thin, okay.
Because this lady was, like, crouching down, too. So my wife's like, wow. You know, it's like,
yeah.
She's, like, getting, like, you know, cut in half with this thing, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
Christmas, man, that had to be.
Interesting.
So then she's like, do you want to see her picture on Facebook? I'm like, hell yeah.
And you're like, why didn't you get your phone out?
Hell yeah. I know. I had a dead battery. I'm like, you bitch.
You have other devices that take pictures.
I know. Get out something quick. Draw a picture. I don't care.
You're so bad.
She should just borrow someone else's phone. Like, can I borrow your phone for like 5 seconds?
Yeah.
My husband won't believe it. He won't believe it.
Oh, my God. Total enabler, that woman.
I know. Now I'm like, if you need help at work at all, I will...
I am buying you a brand new pink camera. I swear to God.
Yeah, but that'd be a little bit obvious.
You're getting a pair of Google glasses right now. I'm telling you.
You better try that other outlet. I don't think this one's working. Why don't you try that one over there?
You should have said picture to your Google glasses right then.
Look at her ass.
That's right. Picture. I want to see what you're seeing all day long.
Oh my god. So yeah, so I, you know, we don't really tell secondhand stories like that, but
a secondhand story, it happens.
Man, oh man, I'm like, damn it.
Well, it's a first-hand story in your
Well, there's a hand story. Yeah, there's some hand story in it, I guess you could say. Yes, there was some hand story in it. There's...
I'll just be sitting here looking at Facebook for a while. How do you go upstairs?
You're always on that goddamn Facebook, you son of a bitch. I'm researching stuff for the show.
Yeah.
Bob's into this weird stuff, so I have to...
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Bob's into the weird stuff.
I have to keep up on all this weird shit he talks about all the time. Yeah,
that's true. Turkey basters and whatnot. Turkey
basters and ping pong balls. And
ping pong
balls. Whatever else, you know, Bob didn't do that particular week. You know.
Yeah, people tell me these things. I just hear it. I don't necessarily seek it out. I'm not in the how many quarters can you fit up your hoo-hoo contest judge or anything, you know?
Wait, there's a contest for that?
That's what I was told, yes.
Oh, she's up to 375. She's up to
375. Yeah, I don't know if they call it the currency cunt or what. I don't know.
I think the worst thing I ever saw, I think I told you this a long time ago, someone forwarded me this video, but two women and one was kind of straddling the other, I guess.
Okay.
And kind of had her rear almost this other lady's face, if you will.
Okay.
And she actually had a whole can.
Oh, wait, of Mountain Dew.
Of Mountain Dew inserted.
Yeah, you forwarded that to me.
Yeah. And then she made the other girl drink it.
Yeah, you forwarded that to me. I'm like, what the hell is it? Oh, my gosh.
That was very disturbing. Yes, that was very.
See? You see what I'm saying? I just get these things. I don't actually. You were the initiator. I just.
The car salesman sent that to me, man. What are you talking about?
I think the subject line was do the do.
Yes, it was.
And you sent that to me, and I'm like, holy moly, what the hell?
It's like you could not help but watch it, though. You still wanted to see it.
I did see it, yes. I was amazed. It was very amazing.
And then I showed her taking the can out. I was like, holy cow.
Yeah, that was the disturbing part.
How do you follow that, though? You're like, wow.
I don't think you follow it. I think you just waller around in it, if you ask me.
I guess. You want the cold one, I suppose. Oh.
You know, I'm not, I don't think that I would venture to say I'm my girth is a Mountain Dew sized.
No.
Just saying.
No.
Hey, honey.
I mean, you know, Manny the Mailman may be like that, but, you know.
Let me tell you something. Yeah, Jizzy, we do have that, yes.
That's not, you know, he's a little bit. He's a tougher guy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess. You like sausage?
Poor man is taking a beating tonight on the Mother's
Day
show.
Poor guy, I know. Poor
That's
guy.
Only because he posted that thing about the fathers, and I had to throw in the turkey baster thing.
Yeah, you're making fun of the guy. It's nice.
Yeah, he was. He apologized already, so he must have been catching hell. I don't know.
Yeah, he's praising men on
on the Facebook.
So. On the Facebook on Mother's Day, and you know that's not going to go over. It's not going to fly.
Yeah, he's in the two to tango encampment there.
Yeah.
Just saying. So,
we just
want
to see a picture of Manny and a, you know, a Dad Mountain Dew can, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my goodness. Well, that's nice. That's a lot of good visuals tonight for everybody.
Well, it's a Mother's Day, you know, show.
Yeah. I hope my mom never listens to this one. That's what I'm thinking.
Thanks for watching and listening.
Yeah, by the way, you want to give us an update on your mother? She's not doing it so well. So.
Well, after this whole dirty show. That show gets all sad. And,
that's why I did that. I was.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah, and now the show comes to a complete screeching halt. Yeah.
I figured I'd bring it back around.
You know? Yeah, you brought her around. Yeah, my mom said hi to her today. She is recovering from pneumonia, for real.
I know, it's terrible.
And
hard time of it.
She's going to be okay. She'll be all right.
Is she still in Wisconsin?
She has made it home to her.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, she is home in Michigan now.
That's fantastic. So, I'm glad to hear it.
Yes.
Sorry, I had to.
Wow.
I had a test.
We'll have the whole spectrum tonight, folks.
Only listen to the beginning and the end, and it's a nice, pure family show.
We've got some helpful hints on how to put out fires.
That's right. My mom, yes.
And then your son attacking the elderly.
Attacking the elder, yeah.
Elder abuse, and then the lady sticking a can up the hoo-hoo, and then... Then my mom.
And then Manny was in there somewhere.
So. Oh, and Manny, yeah. Manny and that cocaine, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well.
Well, that covers it all, pretty much.
I think that's the spectrum.
That's our whole Mother's Day show, so hope
I think that. I think that covers, that could be a, that could cover what Static Radio is all about.
Yeah.